Russia's most influential polling organization says it is being targeted for a government takeover because its surveys often reveal public attitudes to be at odds with Kremlin policies. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
The Russian Center for Public Opinion Research was founded during the perestroika reforms of the late 1980s. Its mission was to examine how Russians really felt about political issues. Though technically owned by the government, the center has worked without state financing or interference for years, according to director Yuri Levada. But state officials recently told Levada, who's widely regarded as Russia's top sociologist, that his polling group will be restructured. Government representatives will run a new board of directors.
It's simple. They want to remove the leadership of our organization and make us move in a different direction.
His polling group, known by its Russian acronym, SIOM, has published monthly nationwide surveys that reveal growing public opposition to the war in Chechnya. They show 57% of Russians now want talks with separatist rebels. Just 28% favor continuing the debilitating military campaign.
Yes, our figures on Chechnya are not pleasant for those who want the war to continue.
The Kremlin has vowed to crush separatist rebels, and it rules out the idea of peace talks with them. There's another reason Levada's polling organization may have irritated the authorities. Its surveys show the unity bloc, which backs President Vladimir Putin, in a tougher-than-expected struggle for seats ahead of parliamentary elections this December.
Naturally, those who are losing don't have enough support or are unsure of their standing don't like this information. But that's fine with us. We don't strive to be liked by everyone.
Masha Lipman of the Moscow Carnegie Center thinks the polling agency is the victim of a political vendetta.
What we're facing today is a very unpleasant and I would say ugly offensive at a public opinion organization that is by far the most professional, has the highest reputation. It's absolutely unique.
Russia's property ministry denies that SIOM polling agency is being targeted for political aims. It says putting state officials in control of the group is part of a routine restructuring and partial privatization of the organization. Analyst Masha Lipman finds the entire episode murky, however.
This is very indicative of the atmosphere that is in place in Russia today. The closed nature, totally non-transparent nature of decision-taking in the high and even medium echelons of power.
If that sounds reminiscent of Soviet-style governance, that's because it is, according to another independent pollster, Masha Volkenstein.
I think in general the climate is changing in the country, more similar to what it was in Soviet times, and the instruments that power had at that time are working now just almost in the same way.
Volkenstein notes TV, for instance, is coming under increasing state control. Russia's last independent nationwide television network closed this summer. SIOM director Yuri Levada has seen it all before. In the 1970s, Levada was fired from his job as a university professor for criticizing Soviet authorities. But this time, Levada is quitting his job in protest, rather than watching his polling organization become subservient to the government. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.